You are Locked On Dodgers, your daily Los Angeles Dodgers podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
So I say D, I say D-O, D-O-D, D-O-D-G, D-O-D-G-E-R-S, team, 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 team.
Yo, 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 Dodger fans, welcome to Locked On Dodgers. We are part of the Locked On Podcast Network, the number one local sports daily podcast network. Locked On, your team every day. This is a daily podcast covering the World Series champion Los Angeles Dodgers, bringing you the smart fans' perspective on our boys in blue. I'm Vince Samperio, Chavez Ravine Fiends, back here with Jeff Snyder of Baseball Essential. It was an interesting day, but luckily for us, we do have actual news to talk about.
Yeah, we've got plenty of baseball stuff to talk about, which is good. We're not ignoring what's going on in the country and in the world. We're just not qualified to talk about it, and what we are qualified to talk about is the Dodgers, so that's what we're going to do.
Yeah, just like everything else that's happened in the past year. We'll maybe say a piece at the end, but we're not political podcasts, so we're going to talk about the Dodgers, and we do have actual news to talk about, so we're going to talk about that, talk about a couple other things that it may lead to or entail, talk about a couple other relievers that were linked to the Dodgers, and making fun of Jim Bowden later on, so that'll be fun. But before all that, a quick reminder to subscribe to Locked On Dodgers wherever you get your podcasts. When you get in your car or if you're at home, tell your smart device to play a podcast, Locked On Dodgers. All right, so we'll start it off. The Dodgers signed Blake Treinen to a 2-year deal with a team option for a third year. The money is, $17.5 million, can go up to, I believe, $23 million total with incentives, had a big signing bonus, so he'll get some of his money up front. But all in all, it's seemingly good deal. They got him even cheaper than they did last year on a 1-year deal. Sucks for Blake Treinen a little bit, but for the Dodgers, it's a good thing.
Yeah, and obviously we're excited about this one. Like you said, he did take a little bit of a pay cut, although getting potentially 3 years, I think at his age, it's a decent deal. And I think we've kind of suspected, and you always want to think that your team is the kind of team that every player would want to play for. And we saw it with Justin Turner and Kenley Jansen, both taking maybe less money to re-sign with the Dodgers 4 years ago. And what we're seeing here is it looks like, yeah, Blake Treinen really liked being the Dodgers, being on the Dodgers. He liked the fact that if you play for the Dodgers, you're going to have a chance to win a World Series. And it doesn't hurt that he did win a World Series in his first year with the Dodgers. But yeah, it seems like, I don't know for sure what other offers he had, but I would guess he maybe could have gotten more per year somewhere else and maybe even more overall. But it seems like playing for a winning team played into it. And interestingly, it seems like the Astros were one of the teams that were after him. And theoretically, the Astros are going to have a chance at a World Series. But maybe playing for the Astros is not something that is appealing to players right now because they kind of want to occasionally get cheered and not just booed all the time.
It is an interesting thing just based on that fact that whenever fans are back and you play for the Astros, you might not particularly get booed. You might just because people don't know, but you're going to face a lot of boos from every single stadium you go to. But when it comes to Treinen, it's a nice, little deal. The Dodgers get a guy that can potentially fill in for Kenley Jansen if he continues to struggle. Kenley Jansen's on the last year of his deal, so I believe the Dodgers will be a little bit more inclined to move on from him as the bona fide closer if he struggles early on and maybe go closer by committee type or, maybe Blake Treinen and some others kind of fill in whenever. But whatever it is, it works out for the Dodgers. They get a good bullpen piece. They add him on top of Corey Kniebel and then Kane Lee in 2022. So they'll have all those guys in that year when Jansen and Joe Kelly are off the books and seemingly probably not going to re-sign with the Dodgers. So even it's a year for 2021, but also for 2022 where they'll get Caleb Ferguson back and they'll have a nice little bullpen already set up without even having to add anyone right now.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like you said, the Astros were one team that potentially looked at Blake Treinen. Ken Rosenthal reported that they wanted to also, or they were also focused on free agent closer Liam Hendricks, that they wanted to sign both of them. They were teammates with the A's for a couple years and a couple years ago. But is this something that Blake Treinen, I don't think this deal is enough to take him out of the running for Liam Hendricks. I know Liam Hendricks has already visited the Blue Jays facility, so I'm not sure if the Blake Treinen was something they pivoted to because they knew they were going to get a Hendricks or whatever it is. But yeah, Jeff, let's talk a little bit about Liam Hendricks in regards to the Treinen deal.
Yeah, it's really interesting because you could make a case that the Dodgers are set in the bullpen now. But some of those pieces are, you know, Corey Knable, Brandon Morrow, Jimmy Nelson, guys who might be really, really good and might also not be. And so I think they're still at a point where I think they have to be at least open to pursuing other relievers. And obviously, Liam Hendricks is still the best one on the market. And, you know, really it comes down to, we don't know for sure because arbitration numbers haven't come in yet, but it seems like the Dodgers are about $5 million away right now from the luxury tax. And that's before they've addressed third base and or a right-handed hitter like that are also on their priorities list. So it seems like almost a sure thing that they're going to exceed the luxury tax in 2021. And if that's the case, then once you're exceeding it, it doesn't really matter that much to a team like the Dodgers that basically prints money. It doesn't really matter how much you exceed it by. And so if they're going to go over anyway, maybe they might as well go after Liam Hendricks too. And, you know, so I don't think they're out of the Liam Hendricks sweepstakes at this point.
Yeah, me either. Like I mentioned, Kelly off the books after this year, Jansen off the book after this year. You would imagine Kershaw at a slightly lower AAV. They'll gain some of that money. Depends what they do with Corey Seager, but you would hope that they re-sign him and he'll be one of the only, you know, big money on the books. So it's very possible, very plausible that they still go after Hendricks. Their bullpen is not set by any means in terms of, oh yeah, they don't have anybody that can fit. They definitely have a guy like Liam Hendricks that can fit. And that's kind of where they're at, where, you know, I don't know if they're going to go after any other middle reliever types. It'll be a big time closer or setup guy. And it doesn't seem like they would trade for one. So Hendricks would be one of the main ones on the list. We're going to come back and talk about another guy who has now been linked a bit to the Dodgers. So make sure to keep it locked on Dodgers. It is a great time for sports, not baseball in particularly, but we got college football, the big game coming up. We got NFL playoffs. We got NBA season underway. We got, you know, there's always soccer going on. College basketball is a big one. So if you are looking to play some bets, there's only one place that has you covered and one place that we trust. That's betonline.ag. Sign up today for a free account at betonline.ag. Use the promo code LOCKEDON and get a 50% welcome bonus. I will note that before we were sponsored by BetOnline.ag, I already had an account with BetOnline.ag and am known to occasionally place wagers, and it's really great. It's, you know, pretty easy to do, pretty easy to get into, and pretty easy to make your bets. So don't sit on the sidelines anymore. Get in on the action. Use the promo code LOCKEDON at BetOnline.ag and get a 50% welcome bonus with your first deposit. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. RockAuto.com is here to serve you for your auto parts, for whatever you need. They've been in business online for 20 years. It's a family business. You can go there. You can trust them. You can get body parts and auto parts from hundreds of manufacturers. Everything you need directly delivered to your door. You don't have to go talk to anybody. You don't have to worry about different pricing if you're not a mechanic. RockAuto.com's got the same pricing for everybody, and that pricing is some of the best in the business. The RockAuto.com catalog is unique and easy to navigate, and the prices are always low. What else can you ask for? If you go to RockAuto.com and they ask, how did you hear about us? Make sure to put Locked On in the box so they know that we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need, rockauto.com. 2020 is over, although it may not necessarily feel like it after the day we had. But it's time for a fresh start and a few more wins, a few more bucks in your pocket. And if you're betting this year and want that to all happen, you have to listen to the Locked On Bets podcast with your boy Q and Lee Sterling of Paramount Sports. They're picking college basketball, college football, football, NBA locks all winter long. Subscribe to Locked On Bets wherever you get your podcasts. Okay, let's get right into this. It was John Heyman who reported it. Take it a little bit with a grain of salt since he had a misleading error and a spelling error in the tweet. But he says Dodgers, who fortified their pen with Kane Lee, who won't pitch this year, and Trinan, spelled it wrong, have been in on star closer Brad Hand as well. He adds, could they build a super pen? Not entirely sure about that, but Brad Hand, who is a guy that we've talked about before, yeah, Jeff, you think they, what are they going after? Is Brad Hand someone that they're going to go after?
Yeah, you know, like I said, I don't think they're done with the bullpen, and so Brad Hand is probably the other possibility besides Liam Hendricks. I thought it was interesting that it was Heyman who had this note because Brad Hand is not represented by Scott Boras, who as you know, is John Heyman's lover in the nighttime. And so apparently John Heyman apparently occasionally has news on people's clients who aren't Scott Boras clients. Yeah, Hand, I like the idea. If the price is right, I don't know what to think about Brad Hand just because his numbers were good, but his stuff seems to be declining. And so it's hard to tell how long he's going to remain good. Also, according to Baseball Reference, I assume I've mentioned this before because we've talked about Brad Hand before. Have I mentioned that Brad Hand's nickname, according to Baseball Reference, is Brotato?
No, you haven't.
Yeah, I'm not sure how I feel about a guy who goes by Brotato being on the Dodgers.
Baseball Reference has Kershaw as the Claw, so...
That's true. All right, you talk. I'm going to ignore you and Google this and see where Brotato comes from.
All right, Brad Hand, I mean, obviously he would be an upgrade to the bullpen. As we mentioned before, with the loss of Caleb Ferguson, they do have a need for a standout left-handed reliever to pair with Victor Gonzalez, who hopefully continues his breakout and is a solid reliever. So, yeah, I mean, I don't think it's coming down to Brad Hand or Liam Hendricks. I don't think it's a matter of they're going to get one or the other. I think it's just a matter of they're kind of waiting out, seeing how the market plays out. And if the market is there for them, then they're going to go ahead and get one of those guys. And not necessarily to be a closer, but as I mentioned earlier, with Jansen on the last year of his contract, then I believe he's... Well, they're more likely to move on from him if he doesn't pitch right away, and they would prefer to have someone with closing experience, I would imagine. Like, Chinen is one of those guys, but Liam Hendricks and Brad Hand are also one of those guys. And with Brad Hand from the left-hand side, the Dodgers are a little right-handed heavy in terms of strong arms. They do have Scott Alexander still. They have Clevinger that they got in the trade the other week. But those guys aren't by any means someone you can necessarily count on when you need it. So... yeah, I think Brad Hand's going to fit the Price is Right, which I would have thought 10 mil for 1 year would have been Price is Right, but that was earlier in the offseason when they maybe weren't sure what they were going to do or how the offseason was going to play out, and luxury tax might have played into it if they didn't know if they were going to go over it, but whatever it is, Brad Hand would fit with the Dodgers if they go after him, and I don't see them signing him to some crazy deal, so it would be a good deal all around.
Yeah, I think your point about him being a left-hander is... an important one because, like you said, they have Victor Gonzalez and then they have other guys, but definitely some question marks as far as left-handed relievers. What there's not any question marks about is the name Brotato. He put it on his Players Weekend jersey, and I'm going to read you a quote from Brad Hand, and I'm going to read it in the voice that I picture him saying it. It's just kind of a joke that me and a few other bullpen guys would always call each other like Brotato, protein shake, you know, stuff like that. I couldn't think of anything else, so I just put that on it. Brotato.
You do a very good bro.
I've got issues with Brotato. I learned to love Juan Uribe. I guess I can learn to love Brotato if he does sign with the Dodgers. But I have some concerns, Vince.
All right, enough about Brad Hand. Let's talk about one guy that is not necessarily linked to the Dodgers, but a video of him pitching in a facility that has Dodgers branding. He posted on his social media, that's Chris Archer, who is working his way back from injury. I wouldn't say took Twitter by storm. I would say a few people pointed it out, and then people started talking if there's any link to it. I don't believe there's any link to it, but is Chris Archer someone they could potentially have eyes on?
I wouldn't think so. Chris Archer, he used to be good. I think you used to be pretty strongly on the Chris Archer train, but he has not been good for a while. And I feel like if they're going to sign a potential starting pitcher, they should go for somebody who's good. That's kind of my hot take here. And I don't think, he definitely, obviously, he may have only been going 75% or whatever in that video we saw. But nothing about that made me think, ooh, there's a guy I want them to sign. And I'd have to see some, or I should say the Dodgers would have to see some real evidence that he has regained some of that form that made him a two-time All-Star if they were going to go after a guy who has been really bad lately.
I'm not sure what Chris Archer's thinking. If the Dodgers were to sign him to maybe like a minor league deal and let him pitch his way into some kind of role, or maybe get enough value to go somewhere else, I guess the Dodgers wouldn't really matter too much if it's a minor league deal. But whatever it is, I'm not going to say they should go after him, but if he's pitching well and he turns out to be decent, the Dodgers could take a flyer on him, but I don't think it's going to happen. I think he was just probably be working out in LA, wherever he was, whether it's a team facility, probably a facility that maybe was sponsored by the Dodgers or built by the Dodgers, and he just happened to be there working out.
Yeah.
All right, this last thing is not necessarily a rumor, more so a idea by Jim Bowden, not a good idea, as we'll get into, but something that he wrote. Jim Bowden, as we've talked about before, not the best guy to take ideas from. The guy didn't even know how to link to his own article. He linked to a Google search for his article. So that's all you really need to know about Jim Bowden. But either way, he did an article about Dodgers' potential fits at third base and or shortstop. Basically mentioned every guy we've talked about so far. There was only two names that have not been talked about by us on this podcast. One was Brian Anderson from the Marlins, who I don't think they're trying to move on from since he's cheap and he's one of their best players. The other one was Carlos Correa, that Carlos Correa from the Astros. And he went on to mention the fact that he's a big game performer thanks to five different dominant postseasons, that he's clutch defensively, always making acrobatic plays to save runs in games, and has one of the best arms of any shortstop in the game. He did then go on to say, quote, however, the Dodgers also have the memory of the Astros' 2017 cheating scandal and the lack of remorse Correa and the Astros demonstrated after they got caught, which could be a factor, but I doubt it.
Oh, yeah. I don't know if Jim Bowden was watching, but the Dodgers and Correa had some issues last year. And the Dodgers also already have a shortstop who's better at playing baseball than Correa and is under contract for the same amount of time. And so I don't even understand what would make someone think, I wonder if the Dodgers might be interested in Correa. Obviously, if that person had a brain and thought about it for a minute after that thought, they would think, well, no, they wouldn't be. But I don't even understand what would lead a person to consider the thought in the first place, other than being really bad at being a general manager. And as it turns out, that's what Jim Bowden is. Jim Bowden has been a general manager twice. He's been fired twice. Once for being really bad at being a general manager, and once for committing fraud. And so I don't understand how Jim Bowden has a job talking about baseball, let alone why anybody would take seriously any proposed trades that he might come up with.
The fact that this article is just basically naming every shortstop and third baseman that's been available or that's been linked to the Dodgers somehow, and then Carlos Correa being one of the only exceptions of that for good reason. But the fact that he said, oh yeah, all this stuff could be a factor, but I doubt it. And I don't think Cody Bellinger wants Carlos Correa to ever be his teammate. I don't think Clayton Kershaw ever wants Carlos Correa to be ever his teammate. I don't think most people on the Dodgers that were around for that year or even last year don't want that guy to be part of their team. And Yeah, I don't think the Astros are looking to trade him to the Dodgers. You know, there's just everything that you could think about with Carlos Correa and the Dodgers is just, you know, there's no way you could possibly think that's even possible. But he got us talking about it, so maybe that's what he was trying to do. I'm not sure. He got the click from me, at least. So, you know, good for him, I guess. But, yeah, I don't think we will ever see Carlos Correa in Dodger blue.
I think you're right. And good for that, because Bird Bones Gumby can stay with the Astros.
Yeah, there we go. All right, Jeff, that's all we had on the docket today. Is there anything else you want to add?
No, I think that's about it. Like you said at the beginning, it was a weird day, and I'm very glad. I'm always glad when we have Dodgers related stuff to talk about, but I was especially glad today because it reminds us that in a world that is crazy and stupid sometimes, what brings us together, which is the Dodgers, is stronger than the stuff that divides us. And so go Dodgers, and everything else, who cares?
Yeah, hopefully it doesn't affect anyone directly that listens to this podcast. But yeah, we have the Dodgers. We hope to bring a little 20 to 30 minutes of respite for you. And we hope that this doesn't continue on. We hope that the focus can go back on normal things, and hopefully everything else gets fixed along the way. But we'll see what happens. But either way, we're going to be here to talk about the Dodgers. That'll do it for today's episode. Make sure to subscribe wherever you get the podcast. Make sure to listen every day if you're not already doing so. Make sure to tell your friends and family. Make sure to do all the stuff that can help promote us, as we enjoy that and we appreciate it from you. If you want to follow us on social media, we are on Twitter and Instagram at LockedOnDodgers. Jeff is on Twitter at SnyDog. I'm at Vince Samperio. If you want to call and leave us a voicemail or shoot us a text, you can do so at 323-863-5625 or shoot us an email, lockedondodgers@gmail.com. We're here every weekday morning, and we hope you'll be with us. If you're in your car or at home, tell your smart device to play a podcast, Locked On Dodgers. And remember, you don't have to agree. You just have to listen. Have a good one.
We'll talk to you tomorrow.
D. I say D-O. D-O-D-G-E-R-S. The team that's all heart, all heart and all thumbs. They're my Los Angeles, your Los Angeles, our Los Angeles.
Do you think we'll really win the pennant?
Bye!